Yesterday, we talked about how the world of comedy suddenly appears to have found a bipartisan approach and is attacking both sides of the aisle. Well, today, maybe CNN is experiencing the same thing. This morning, the president tweeted, "While in the Philippines, I was forced to watch CNN, which I have not done in months, and again realized how bad and fake it is. Loser." CNN, oddly, today, went after a Democrat for behaving badly during the Jeff Sessions hearing yesterday. The guy in the hot seat, California Congressman Ted Lieu, being taken to task and actually kind of lectured by the two CNN anchors about how he behaved during the Jeff Sessions hearing.
Congressman, you issued a series of scathing tweets about the Attorney General and about the President before, during, and after the congressional testimony yesterday by Attorney General Sessions. You attacked his appearance, mocked his look, saying he looked like Kate McKinnon, who plays him on SNL, but you also repeatedly called him a liar. To prejudge his testimony, I mean, your tweets about him being a liar were before he even appeared in front of you. Why is that appropriate? Why prejudge him?
Okay, CNN, decent opening, but you let him go on the fact that he was mocking Jeff Sessions based on his appearance. If this had been a Republican who was mocking a Democrat based on their appearance, this would have been a capital crime. This would have been the first and most offensive thing you would have brought up, and you would have pinned him down. But you let him pass on that one. However, I do like how you approached it, and I liked how you didn't let Ted Lieu get away with his lame answers. Here's how Lieu responded.
Because he lied to the U.S. Senate. After he made his statements, evidence came out later that showed his statements under oath to the U.S. Senate were in fact false. And by the way, I am choosing words that the President of the United States uses on his own Twitter.
I understand that, but does that make it right back to the administration? But does that make it right? I mean, do you like seeing the president use words like that, like lion Ted, so then you repeat them?
I am absolutely highlighting it, and until the president changes, I'm going to keep doing it because I do want to highlight how ridiculous it is. Absolutely.
Is that a grown-up thing to do, Congressman?
So you remember when Michelle Obama had that beautiful line, right? When they go low, we go high. Mm-hmm. My view is when they go low, we fight back, and I'm going to fight back.
When they go low, we stay low?
I'm fighting back. I'm going to use the president's own words against him, against his members of his administration. I'm going to throw it right back at him. Absolutely.
Is that what you would
teach? Yes. If he calls people names, I'm going to call people names because I think it's inappropriate for the president to do that.
Is that what you would teach your children to do? Is that what we should teach our children to do?
I teach my children they should stand up to bullies. The President of the United States is a bully. I am going to stand up to him. Absolutely.
Congressman Lieu does not get it. And first of all, he cites Michelle Obama's beautiful line, "When they go low, we go high." And then he proceeds to contradict it and say, "We're going to go low too." That's a little odd, isn't it? But I love the fact that CNN called him out on this behavior, and the congressman obviously did not pay attention during the GOP primaries, because if he had, he would have known that attacking Donald Trump using his own style, his own language, only plays into the way he fights. Just ask Jeb Bush. Just ask Marco Rubio. They all tried to fight back and ended up on the side of the road.